This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Robert Redfield, who is the director of the CDC. How are you?
Very good. Good to be with you, Robert.
And let's talk here, because these are very interesting times and very challenging times. Let's start off. What does the CDC do, and what is your philosophy as the director?
Well, our job, if you put it in a nutshell, is to keep America safe 24/7 with the using science and data, and to translate that into meaningful public health action and policy. That's the fundamentals for what this agency is all about, how to detect, respond, and prevent public health challenges, and how to develop a strategic plan to, in a stepwise fashion, improve the public health of our nation.
Let's talk. January 20th was the first case confirmed of COVID-19. Where are we at right now?
Well, we've gone through, a significant, first I should say, it's important to realize what we're up against. This is the greatest public health crisis that has confronted our nation in more than 100 years, just to put it in perspective. Obviously, in early January and February is when we saw an introduction of a few cases into our country. Clearly, this virus was beginning to cause a significant epidemic in China and then spreading in Asia. And after that, in February and March, it obviously seeded in Europe, and in March began to expand its presence here in the United States. Currently, we accomplished something that was really pretty critical. You probably remember, first the decisive actions to limit, air travel into the United States that the president took towards China on January 31st, and then later for Europe in I think March 12th. That was coupled with, a expanding outbreak that really got beyond the public health capacity of this country. And that's what led to the 15 days to slow the spread of COVID, and then the 30 days to slow the spread of COVID, because the whole purpose was to slow the spread so that we flattened the curve, because this outbreak did have the capacity to overwhelm the health systems in some of the major metropolitan areas of this country. And I think many of you know that our early projections, in the absence of any countermeasures or mitigations, is that between 1 to 2.2 million Americans, we estimated would lose their lives. So it's a great tribute to the American public and to all of you that in addition to, as the outbreaks became beyond public health capacity, we instituted a series of very important mitigation steps to slow the spread, not to stop the spread, to slow the spread. And so that we could basically not let it overwhelm our health capacity. And the truth is that was a success. And now where we are now, we're definitely on the down curve. We're seeing a progressive decrease in death and decrease in hospitalizations. That's really the critical consequences of this. This virus does have a propensity to have a higher risk for significant morbidity and mortality among the vulnerable, those that are over the age of 65, those that have chronic medical conditions. It's of interest that even though nursing home patients make up approximately 0.6% of our population, they make up close to 35 to 40% of our deaths.
Can I ask a question on that? How about why does it seem that African-American community has a higher mortality rate? Or am I getting that wrong? That's what I'm hearing.
I think there's an increased risk and a health disparity that we're seeing, particularly in Native American Native Americans, African Americans, and Hispanics in different jurisdictions. We're working hard to understand the independent factors, but I think up front, it's the chronic embedded health disparities that we have have in this country that we do need to more effectively address in terms of the medical comorbidities that this virus exploits, for example, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, kidney disease. I think when it's all said and done, we're going to see it's that disparity in those healthcare outcomes that then led to the amplification of poor outcomes within the African American community. And I should say there's also social factors that put vulnerable individuals at greater risk. Some types of employees are less likely to be given the opportunity to telework. Some individuals have housing conditions that are more difficult to not co-congregate. Some individuals really don't have the luxury to drive their own vehicle to and from work and have to use mass transit.
So I get there's a lot of pieces involved. Let's go into what we do know and don't know. So I'm always wondering, and I'm hearing different things. By the way, I want to do stop, and I do want to tell you that I speak with, like, Dr. Corwin from New York Presbyterian. He said he was at, like, a 5% close to capacity, and the work was heroic by everyone. So I seriously commend you on that. Here's what I do want to know. Let's say, like, when we go shopping, can COVID-19 last on plastics, on metals, on food, or on animals like dogs, or not really?
So
that or don't we know that? I know you're all science. That's what everything's based on.
Yeah, so it's important to recognize the major mode of transmission of this virus, human to human, is through what we call droplets. That's why distancing has a big role. This virus has a difficult time traveling in a droplet effectively as you get around 6 feet, and that's why the 6 feet distance. But it's true that this virus, when it's droplet onto a surface, that it can survive on that surface. And different surfaces, it has a different, what we call, half-life. So cardboard versus wood versus steel. And that half-life is dependent upon the environment. For example, is it a cold environment? Is it a moist environment? Is it a sunny environment with UV light? So you can have the differences from, say, a virus on a steel surface that would stay viable for 4 hours on a cold, dark surface. And yet if it was in sunlight with UV light, it would last 5 to 7 minutes. So there are these factors, and we continue to do it. That's why, washing your hands, not touching your face, using disinfectants. I do believe there was probably a greater contribution to transmission in metropolitan areas like New York, for example, from mass transit, subways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Due to surface transmission. But again, it's not something that is impenetrable to something as simple as washing your hands.
Can I ask you, is there anything that any ahas, you're like at the center of the world that people don't know that they should be doing, that you're saying, I wish people knew this?
Well, I think the most important aha, Robert, was that unlike flu, and this is what was disappointing for me personally in not being able to have an invitation when I requested it to go in to work with our colleagues at the Chinese CDC back in January, is the big aha was that this virus is being transmitted by people who have no symptoms at all. Normally we can say if you're sick, stay home, like for your businesses, and that will work pretty well for flu, right? And I do believe the early thoughts in this outbreak back in January and February was that this was driven by what we call symptomatic transmission. The reality is the science and the data now says that actually there's quite a bit of non-symptomatic transmission, or even if you do get symptoms, what we call pre-symptomatic transmission before you
even get. Can I ask you a question on that? So there's controversy regarding WHO and its comments on asymptomatic spread of COVID-19. What's your take on that?
I think that they're not correct. And I think the individual that said that for WHO probably was inarticulate in how she presented that. And you can see as a transmission factor, if I'm symptomatic and sick and then therefore stay home, I'm probably less of a transmission threat than if I'm asymptomatic and infected and have no idea that I'm infected. So we believe the asymptomatic transmission is a critical, critical factor in driving this outbreak.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We are here today with Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the CDC. And when we come back, we're going to find out, how do we stop this? Is there any way to stop this pandemic? Back in a few.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of CDC. So the first question to ask you is, how do we really stop this? Is there any way? You've spent your whole career in this. You've done wonders, I remember, with AIDS. So what is the potential?
Well, I have no question that we're going to get through this and we'll leave this chapter of the coronavirus behind us. Couple things I want to say. First and foremost, we're not defenseless. We've had a powerful weapon from the beginning, and that's what we talked about a little earlier, and that's the weapon of social distancing. This virus has a huge weakness, a huge Achilles heel. It's got to go from an infected human to a non-infected human, and the reality is it's threatened by distance. It really has a hard time effectively traversing anything over 6 feet. Secondly, we have another weapon, is that we can interfere with its ability to be through droplets from one person to another by basically having a face covering. Reduces it dramatically.
But it's only N95, which I don't have, so doesn't that mean I can get it?
No, it's really a face covering. Just, homemade face covering like my wife's made for me will reduce the number of particles. The N95 is at the standard that we believe you can go right up into the face as a healthcare professional and take care of a highly infectious person and not have risk of infection. But a face covering will reduce your risk of transmission substantially. Again, and that's the issue of it. I'm wearing a face covering in case I'm infected and I don't know it, so that if I speak closer than 6 feet, the people around me will not get infected. It's highly effective. And you know what else is highly effective? Washing your hands. Highly effective. So we have powerful tools. Now, ultimately, where we're going to put this behind us is with the development of the biological countermeasures for a vaccine that is able to provide protection against infection. And we're also seeing an acceleration of therapeutics that are being developed. You probably heard just yesterday they announced that the use of a pretty common steroid in individuals that were on oxygen or in the ICU, the simple use of that steroid had a marked impact on improving mortality.
So you're saying that, number one, there are potential treatments. What is the potential for a vaccine within, say, a year from now? Does that seem likely from your estimation? And I know no one could prognosticate on this. What would you say?
Well, I think, again, it's another sign of some of the decisive leadership that the president's taken. If you had asked me this in February and January, I would have told you it's highly unlikely that we have a vaccine until, the end of year two or the beginning of year three of confronting this. Now, if you ask me, I think it's highly likely that we will have a vaccine deployed this fall. Now, it won't be deployed to everybody, but that we have a series of vaccines that will be available and be able to be prioritized for particularly the vulnerable and the first responders. And it's my anticipation that between this next experience with the coronavirus in the fall and the winter through, let's say, January, February, March, that we will have vaccines deployed for the American public and then hopefully be able to make them available for the rest of the world.
So let's talk about CEOs. What advice do you have to CEOs about opening up, about running their business? I mean, this is happening in sports as well. What would you say? Here you have 600,000 CEOs listening in. What would you tell them?
Well, first, I would say that It's time to reopen our economy. I think we have to have confidence in what we now know. You have to go back and realize in January, February, March, there was a lot that we did not know. And there was a lot of information that may not have been correct, particularly when you looked at the mortality rate, for example, among the Chinese epidemic in Wuhan. We now know that for individuals that are otherwise healthy, you know, under the age of 50, this virus is pretty benign. You know, as I just mentioned to you, maybe 25 to 50% of people won't even have a symptom. Where the real challenge is in individuals with chronic medical conditions, particularly diabetes, hypertension, kidney disease, obesity, this virus can really be quite severe and cause mortality. So CEOs should know their workforce. Obviously, right now, individuals that are high risk for mortality and morbidity need to be handled in a different way than those individuals that are otherwise young and healthy.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, secondly, depending on what's happening to the epidemic at the time, the CEOs need to understand what's going on with coronavirus transmission in their area. And CDC's worked hard so that we will be having forward, what we call forward-facing, down to the county level, zip code level, so people are going to be able to see the activity of coronavirus across this nation, not just as you see on the news where you see a whole state light up red, for example. You'll be able to go down and see these are the three counties where we're having a problem right now. And I think they need to utilize that information in terms of really being more vigilant in social distancing, face coverings, and hand washing. But I think it's really important not to be paralyzed about bringing back and getting back in a smart way. Again, you know, some things have changed and will need to change. You know, the favorite activity of going to the lunch buffet or going to the lunchroom and having 20 people sit together independent of knowing who may be vulnerable, those type of things will need to be, I think, modified. But right now, I think the other thing that I would like to stress to the CEOs and something really concrete that they can do that could have enormous impact, we do it every year, is the flu vaccine. You know, sadly, less than 50% of the American public get flu vaccine. To put in perspective, in the last decade, 360,000 people died of flu. That's a lot of people. Over half of them, you know, most of them didn't get the flu vaccine. So we really want people to really, really, really encourage embracing the flu vaccine with confidence this year, because we're going to have in October, November, December, we're going to have COVID again.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this time we're going to have flu at the same time.
Yeah.
And the more we can prevent flu from causing hospitalizations, and the more we can prevent people with flu from filling up our ICUs, the more probability there is going to be a hospital bed and an ICU bed for individuals with COVID. So this is really one of my big pushes right now, and again, the private sector and the CEOs can play a real important role by setting the example. You know, I talked to many people, said they never got a flu vaccine. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is the year to really have very proactive flu vaccine programs in September and October.
And on that inspirational note, everyone, listen, it's all about innovation. Make sure people get flu shots. And I want to leave you with a fun personal something. So everyone knows the seriousness and the intensity that Dr. Redfield has to do, but not many of you knew that he actually is a great singer. So here's what I suggest. We need some joy in our life. I'm not going to ask you, Robert, to sing. So here's the thing. Everyone, wash your hands, but also sing, because we need some joy in America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Russell Dubner. How are you, Russell?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And Russell is the president and CEO of Edelman US. And this is really interesting because Edelman is, I believe it's the largest independent PR firm. So we're going to talk in a little while about something called trust and their famous trust barometer, which they did actually during COVID. But for now, let's just discuss what is the organization Edelman.
So Edelman is a communications consultancy. We help our clients promote, protect, and evolve their reputation or brand. And we do that really in the construct of the relationship between your company or institution with the people who are part of your stakeholder group or with society.
So let's talk about the world we're in now. Now, it's a very different world right now because not only is there a pandemic, but now we have systemic racism, and it's combined together into a very challenging situation. Talk about what you're advising CEOs these days and talk about what you see.
First, we're asking our clients, in some ways, this core question of, you know, what will you be remembered for doing in the time of COVID and in this moment of unrest? And if you kind of do that future casting of how you want to be remembered and what action you're taking, it does make you step back and realize that this is a seminal moment and that this is going to be seared on people's memories. In some ways, it'll define the company mythology for years to come. And so the stakes are much higher. And the nuances of how you connect with your audiences, all the more both complex. So it requires intuition, but it also requires a deeper understanding of where they are and the kind of research you need to do to make sure that you stay in touch with that. And so a lot of the counsel is going through making sure that the CEOs have a mental model of how they're thinking about how they engage. Do they want to be a leader? Do they want to be a fast follower? Do they want to just jog past something because it's not deeply relevant and they don't have a right to take a stand? And so those are the kind of the core of what our clients are needing to think about. And then how does that translate to action? Because we have to be the litmus of what's the media going to say about what you're about to do? What are your employees going to say and how are they going to react? What about lawmakers? What about your other sets of constituents, your investors, of course? And those are the things both individually or across those audiences that we're counseling clients to handle. And right now, it very much is around their stance on, the systemic racism and what they're going to do about it.
So here's a big question. You mentioned leaders, followers. Are there any right positions where some people should take one? Are you advising everyone to do certain prescriptions and have certain understandings? Or when you talk about mental models, does that change for different people?
Overall, our research has shown that 60% of people expect CEOs to lead in this moment in time. At the same time, only 27% of people really trust that CEOs are able to lead right now. So there's a bit of a paradox. And not every CEO and company has permission to take a lead on every topic. But there are those that are very relevant. If you look at, a company like a PayPal and their view on the role that business needs to play in democratizing financial services and access for the unbanked. These are moments that they will, and Dan Shulman has stepped up and to talk about what action they take and others can take. So there are also instances, though, where you have a company that might be in the manufacturing space, a client like VW. And this isn't a moment for VW to broadly lead, but they do need to lead within their workspace. And how are they connected to their employees in a way that makes them feel recognized, seen, understood, and safe?
Okay, so let's go into your trust barometer. This is something you've had for years and years, and I talk with it about CEOs all the time. And I remember years ago, Richard had shared it with me, and it's something that most CEOs look to. What's really interesting is you did the trust barometer something like around April 15th, if I remember, through the 23rd. And yes. You interview a lot of CEOs. Talk about the concept of the trust barometer, and then let's go into specific findings. And I think you already pointed out that 60% to 27%, I'm assuming that's from there as well. So,
yes, it is. So the trust barometer looks at directionally trust in four main institutions: government, business, media, and NGOs. And we've been doing this for over 20 years. And what it gives you a sense of is when you ask people a core question of, do you believe that this institution will do the right thing? And do around action and the right thing related to integrity and purpose. And we've been looking at what that aggregate number also looks like at a country level across 24, you know, markets globally. And this goes around 33,000 people. So it really gives you a sense of where the minds and to a degree the hearts of citizens, what that looks like at a country level and across markets.
So now let's talk about your findings.
Yeah, the April findings were pretty shocking for us. We had seen the drift of government for a number of years in the rise of business as increasingly the most trusted institution, even outstripping NGOs. And what we saw in this last research is that government took a huge bump up. And that bump was, in our view, likely because people had realized that only government has the power at this moment to really make a substantive difference in people's lives in the moment of COVID, that they didn't know where to turn to trust that someone could catch the fall. And in the end, they had to turn to government for that. And the expectation was for a period that business could step up and could make a huge difference. And this was sort of a reckoning that the promise of business doesn't necessarily line up with what they're able to deliver in the end.
So what does that mean to CEOs?
I think for CEOs, it points out that, you know, again, as I said earlier, the expectation is all the higher of what you can do, but you need to make sure that your rhetoric doesn't outstrip your ability to deliver. And my hope is still that the leaders of our scientific organizations, you know, the Regenerons of the world or the Modernas, the AstraZenecas and the like, are going to be able to show the power of biopharma. And this is a problem in terms of COVID that's going to be solved by science. But you also see others stepping up with testing, the Apple, Google on the tracking and tracing. So I do think that business definitely has an opportunity to show that it can really hold that mantle of stakeholder capitalism.
Is it mostly with, you're talking about like pharma, is it certain industries, technology, or how are you advising different industries?
The technology and pharma are probably the two that are getting the most attention right now, at least in from the public in terms of where we saw a boost in trust. And those two industries had, you know, double digit upticks because people see them as being able to really take action. We don't see, you know, we've seen, I suspect, with the tech companies, some reversal as you get closer and closer to issues of privacy. In terms of other clients and in terms of where they sit on trust, we haven't seen any big shifts in data, but we do see financial services institutions learning from 2008. They got clobbered, understandably, and what they're doing is making sure that they're being transparent in their actions, and they're looking out for not just their shareholders at this moment. So, you know, you probably saw Jamie Dimon's letter as we got into the challenges of COVID and how deeply transparent and detailed he was in his communications. It was to shareholders, but much more broadly for.
And you're saying they need to go deeper right now.
They need to go deep right now. You have to live in specificity. And we're
going to come back in a few minutes, talk more about specificity, but we're taking a commercial break right now. When we come back, in addition to hearing that, we're also going to hear the Edelman team has, I don't know if they've coined, but a new term, cheap. CEO is not chief executive officer, but has a new meaning, and you'll hear what that is when we come back. Back in a few.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Russell Dubner, who is the president and CEO of Edelman U.S. So you were first talking about the specificity that CEOs need in their messages now. They're much deeper, right?
Yeah, and New York Presbyterian is a great example. They do so much in their community. They're such a part of the fabric of New York. And, you know, they live it as an organization. So I you know, that they're a great example and of what that really can look like.
Yeah, let me ask you this. When you're talking about the CEO, how about sharing personal? How much, you talked about chief empathy officer, how much should CEO share their personal? And then I also want to go into, should they do regular videos? Is that going to help or hurt, you know, now that everyone's on Zoom? So two questions.
I think most CEOs are not comfortable giving of themselves to their employees. And this is a moment where, yes, your employees are relying on you to lead the way in strategy. This is a moment of digital transformation, truly, you know, accelerating at an incredibly rapid pace. But if you're not willing to give some of yourself to your organization and show them how you feel, what your lived experience is, it's a moment where you can really shortchange your culture and your people when they need it right now most from you. And so your humanity needs to shine through.
And on videotaping, what's your take on that? Like, I know Richard had told me previously, well, CEOs need to be, this is years ago, videotaping more and more, like 90 seconds. What's your take on that now that everyone's on Zoom?
I think that the format has shifted, and we talked earlier about that notion of specificity. Mm-hmm. And living on Zoom right now, the CEOs are in their home, visible to their employees, to talk about that notion of, you know, being personal. This is the moment that you can naturally transition to that and show that you are not just overseeing, but part of driving that agenda. So yes, living on video, especially through whether it's Teams or Zoom or whatever it might be, and being seen. People want to hear from you. They want to understand you. They want to, you know, be a part of your team going forward.
And they're not going to feel they're overwhelmed with too much video right now, because there's a lot. People are on seeing video 6-7 hours a day easy.
I think there's fatigue. And I actually know of some CEOs who have set up video with some of their team or core teams and then tell them, actually, we're not going to have a video right now. You're going to go take a break. You're going to catch your breath. You probably spent the whole day on video. So, you know, you have to find that right balance of what, you know, fits your organization.
Yeah, so let's talk more about the trust barometer. So you have a concept called constituent capitalism. Talk about that.
So a lot of times a company will look at one audience. How am I connected today with my consumer? You know, what's my net promoter score? Other times you have people who are, you know, focused on where you are with your investors. Our view right now is that you really need to think about each of your audiences in the same way you would in politics as a constituent. Because if you even just think about your consumer today, they may be coming from a very different view in terms of returning to work, returning to your store, returning to your factory. And if you don't understand, in some instances, from a political point of view, where they're coming from, if you don't understand geographically where you're coming from, you may misplay it. We've seen that with clients who didn't understand that some people coming to their stores would be deeply offended by the notion that they need to wear a mask, that they see that as an infringement on their rights and vice versa. And so understanding what's going to happen, how is that going to play out? You really need to think about those constituents and how they're coming to a moment in time.
Okay, so let's go back to where we started, and we have about 2 minutes left. We started that we're in the dual challenge right now. And, I mean, my hope is we emerge post-pandemic and we have great technology. We're going to lose a lot of lives, but we've advanced race relations dramatically. We have new medical breakthroughs that we never even imagined. And we have a much stronger society who's more at peace with themselves and okay with, they enjoy the isolation and maybe being a little slower. What's your take on how we can emerge as a stronger society, and what advice do you have to CEOs on how they can lead their organizations, not just today through these challenges, but to become stronger post-pandemic?
I have that shared optimism that this could be a real transformational moment for business overall, where the promise that we talked about, the reckoning that hit this moment in time with our trust research, is not going to be, a downward trend. That in fact, because that notion of stakeholder or constituent capitalism has been more deeply ingrained into companies over the last few years, that you're going to see them living that. And I do think that we can find on the other side of this also that emerge with, you know, partnering with small and medium-sized businesses. We've seen that with our client eBay and the up and running program they're doing to help the companies that don't have storefronts right now find a way to do that virtually. How do they get them up and running and have other sellers do that? And that's the kind of moment where you see your customers coming together with almost a would-be competitor because they know it's good for society overall. And so I think for the CEOs who we counsel today, what we're telling them is you have to lead with authenticity right now. You really need to be your whole self at work. You really need to understand where your stakeholders, your audiences are coming from, and make sure that you're working from your values. Know what that mental model is so your team can follow you, and make sure you bring your board along the way. These kinds of questions are material to trust going forward and how your brand is seen. And they need to know where you are and where you're going.
So, Russell, on that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO show. And one final thing, the trust barometer is something I always lead to and look forward to. And now that you're doing it in COVID, it's more valuable than ever to CEOs. If a CEO wants to find that, what is the website or how can they get the trust barometer?
Sure. If you go to Edelman.com, you can find the trust barometer research papers that I've written, Richard Edelman has written on the topic. You can also get, we have research coming out in the next couple of days about how to think about trust in this moment of George Floyd and the protests on police violence and what that obligation of brands may be. So please look out for that. I think you'll find it fascinating.
And there you have it. And everyone remember, lead with authenticity, and a CEO's title these days should be Chief Empathy Officer.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.